Hey, welcome to the Intentional Living Center. Dr. Randy here. I was thinking coming in the studio today about this thing about the power of one thing making a difference. And the question is, why does doing one thing, focusing on one thing for the next 30 days, why does that work? Why do we see people's lives being radically changed as a result of focusing on one thing for 30 days that not only become a habit, but even more importantly, that transform a person's mind, their heart, their thinking, their relationships? And we're going to talk about that today. I'd love to have you join in and tell you what we're going to do. By the way, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. We're here in the Intentional Living Center live today, along with Jennifer and Stephen, the rest of the team. And for those of you that call to answer that question for yourself, what one thing for the next 30 days would be the single biggest impact difference in your life, in your marriage, your family? I want to send you the same wristband that I wear every day that says one thing on it to help you stay focused, a 30-day challenge for yourself. We want to pray for you at the end of the show today, and we want to see you break inertia and start the process today of being intentional in something that God has been speaking to your heart about, one thing for 30 days. All right, 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. I want you to hear a story from Ron, who sort of reminds us how the power of one thing can change your life. And while he's sharing this, I'd love to have you call. I'm going to come back and answer the question why this works, because it does. 888-888-1717.
7 years ago, I asked my wife for the divorce. We were just wasn't working. But about 6 years ago, I started listening to your program, and I have followed a lot of the things you have suggested to try, such as I've gone to my wife and says, what is one thing that I can change to make our marriage better? I do that about every 2 months, 3 months, try to find something new. And it started, well, I don't know anything. Then I've also gone in and says, what is one thing that shows you I love you that I do? And our marriage, we've celebrated 24 years in September. We're the happiest we've ever been. She has changed. She is trying hard, you know, and it's just, it's wonderful. And I wanted to thank you for that. You know, and I'm not perfect at changing it, but she sees that I'm trying, and she sees that I understand that that's an issue for her, you know, so it shows me that I care about her, and it's just not about me in this marriage. It's about both of us.
All right. Listen, I love you guys, and I'm passionate about this because I know some of you today, you're really considering something in your own life that's just not working, it's not clicking. Intentional living is about experiencing life the way God intended, and God doesn't intend for us to live in total daily mediocrity and stress and regrets. It's part of the condition of the world in which we live, and we all face some of these things, but I want you to break inertia, and we want to pray for you and help you to begin a process. And so the question is really simple. Ron said, hey, my marriage wasn't working, and I heard what you guys were saying, and I asked my spouse what one thing would make a difference, and ask her again, and now I'm working on some of these things, and my marriage has been changed, a marriage saved, a family perhaps even healed. And it begins by doing that next right one thing. So the question is, let me ask you the question. What one thing could you focus on for the next 30 days every day? Could be 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, whatever it is, that would make the single biggest difference at the end of 30 days. It might be decluttering some part of your life. Could be as simple as saying, hey, for 30 days every day, I'm going to spend 15 minutes cleaning up the clutter in my life, just in my home and my house, and that I know I got to deal with. It could be that simple. It could be for the next 30 days, every day, I choose to get up, and instead of criticizing, to encourage my spouse or my kids. Be hard, maybe that's not my pattern, but I know for 30 days it'd make a difference. You're looking at your kids and you're thinking, wow, I got a broken relationship or a strained relationship, maybe with a teen for the next 30 days. I'm going to intentionally every day make eye contact with my son or daughter and listen to them. Maybe at bedtime or maybe after school. I don't know. Maybe at work for the next 30 days, I'm going to go in and have a better attitude. I was at a Chick-fil-A the other day, And but they're great, by the way. Went to Chick-fil-A, and they had a young lady working there that had the absolute best attitude I've ever seen for someone who has to clean up other people's messes. My wife and I commented, and I commented to her, what a great attitude. You can either have a great attitude or a bad attitude. 30 days. Now, for her, it's probably a pattern. Maybe it's not for you. Maybe you wrestle with that. We want to bring glory to God, benefit to ourselves and those we love. Now, the question is, why does this work? Why does it work? Because when we pick one thing for 30 days, it forces us to get real about our own life. When I ask the question, what one thing can I do, Randy, in the next 30 days that would be the greatest benefit to me and my family, I can think of about two or three things that comes to the surface real fast. Then the question is, am I going to commit myself to do that? So it not only forces us to get real, but it also focuses us on the number one issue right now. And it may be a big issue, it might be a small issue, it might be just one irritant in life. And then not only does it force us and focus us, but it frees us to really begin that act, that action that you can begin today. I'll tell you what, you all call, anyone who calls and says, hey, Randy, here's one thing. We're going to pray for you at the end of the show, and I'm going to send you the same wristband that I wear every day. Every day I put this on. Lord, what one thing today would make the biggest difference in my life and bring glory to you? Some days work better than others. All right, we're going to take a break right after the phone number. Here it is, 888-888-1717. Join the discussion with us, talking about the power of one thing.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Here's what I have found. Sometimes when you face a difficult change in life, it creates such a sense of disequilibrium in your life, you want to rush through it to get back to equilibrium. This is one of the reasons a person, maybe you know, who's going through a divorce, and before the divorce is even over, they're involved with another person. And you're standing back looking at that saying, how could you be doing that? That's such a foolish thing to do. But there's something within this sense of equilibrium. This person wants to get back to what they think is normal, a relationship or, you know, connecting or having their life be back at some normal level. And so they rush through it. And I think that when we go through changes, no matter what they may be in your life, to just stop and not rush through it. God, what can I learn going through this change in my life? What are you trying to teach me as I go through this change? Growth through change. That's a featured lesson from our Intentional Living Center at our site at theintentionallife.com. Change is inevitable. How we manage change is a decision that we make. Power of one thing at 888-888-1717. We'll get to your calls here in just a moment. Love to have you be part of the show. What one thing for the next 30 days? Think about it. And this doesn't have to be earth-shaking. It could be, you know, this has just been something bugging me in my life, and I know it's not pleasing to Christ, and I'm in the next 30 days, every day for 10 minutes, this is something I'm going to work on. Powerful. And it works because it not only forces us to get focused and real with ourselves, but frees us to start in a new direction. 888-888-1717.
My one thing is to forgive yourself for forgiving. Sometimes we say, I'll never forgive that person for whatever they did or said. And then you come to the point and say, I will forgive you. And you still hold it against yourself for forgiving. So every day I say, I forgive myself for being able to forgive and get on with life, because it's better. I'm okay with saying I forgive, and I'm good with it. When you got to forgive them, you got to forgive yourself, even though you hold it hard in your heart.
Every day, one thing, 30 days. Learning to forgive, that's powerful. All right, Angel is in New Mexico. How you doing, Angel?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. What's you been thinking about this one thing? What do you think for the next 30 days for you?
So for the next 30 days, the one thing that I accept to do is to share the Word of God with somebody, at least one person a day. I plan to do this because, you know, I'm trying to strengthen my faith. I'm trying to strengthen my relationship with the Lord. And, you know, I find it kind of hard sometimes to share His Word with, you know, people that look normal, that don't look like they're really going through things. You know, it's easier for me to pray and to share the Word with people that I see are like lost out there, you know. But when they like look normal, it's kind of intimidating for me for some reason. Yeah. But I've actually came across a video on the Pando app, and it encourages me to take the challenge to, you know, first of all, let them know that we're all sinners. We all fall short of the glory of God. Yeah. And for two, that we need, that God came down. He sent His one and only Son to come down and die on the cross for our sins, so that way we may be forgiven. And He rose again, and that He's very much alive. And for three, that we need to repent from our sins. And four, you know, that we can have a relationship with Him, that He is a real living God, and that we, you know, need to have a relationship with Him. And I believe that's something that every person should hear at least once in their lives.
Man, good for you. And listen, Angel, one of the best ways to do that is just begin by connecting with someone, just caring about someone. How are you doing today? How can I pray for it? What's going on? And then natural flow then to be able to share, hey, I just want to tell you, and by the way, I want to tell you what Jesus has done in my life. You know, something powerful about our own personal story, our own personal journey. All right, Angel, hang on. Stephen's going to catch your address if you'd like, and we'll send you my wristband, The Power of one thing on it, for 30 days as a reminder. And I catch people all over when I travel who've had them for months and years, and they continue to wear them. I ran to an airport the other day in Phoenix, and one of the service guys for the airline had it on, and I said, hey, oh, I was at your conference, and I'm wearing that one thing, and it's making a difference in my life. You know, all this does is help us focus on the things that matter. 30 days praying for you, Angel. At the end of the hour, we'll do that, okay? Let's go to Colorado next. Gloria, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. What do you think about this? What prompted you to call about a 30-day challenge?
I listen to you every day, and I know that I need to focus and I need to make this change. I have a wonderful husband, and he always puts me first, and he does so many wonderful things for me. And I'm a bit OCD, and if I get, you know, involved in something, it doesn't matter. It can be the laundry or cooking, and my husband comes in and chooses to talk to me. And obviously, I'm his person, and he shares his day with me. I don't give it the focus that I should, and oftentimes I miss a lot of what he's saying, and I know that that devalues him, and it does cause issues between us because, you know, we're at a new season in our life. We're empty nesters, and we are each other's best friends. And I can definitely say with conviction that I'm not treating my best friend with the pride and the attention and the focus that I should. And so that will be my one thing.
Amen. Listen, Gloria, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to make a promise to you. You do that for 30 days because that's coming from your heart. That will, I mean, your husband's going to first be shocked, but then at the end of the month, I bet you guys will look back and say, hey, this has been a good month in our marriage.
I thank you for your program, and I believe that too. I know I need to slow down, and I need to let those little things just be little. They don't matter, yeah. Because in truth, if I didn't have my husband to share all those little things, and who am I doing those things for anyway? But
that's
him.
Right.
And I'm not putting him first. And it didn't seem like a lot because it's just a small little conversation here and there, but it really is. And it is to him, and it should be to me.
Amen. Hey, listen, we're praying for you, Gloria, at the end of the show here. Hang on. Stephen will catch your address. We'll send you the one thing wristband. People will ask, what does that mean? Help you remind others that, hey, listen, what is it today? One thing for 30 days. Big deal? Hey, I'm going to pay attention to my husband. Doesn't sound like a big deal. I'll tell you what, I've been in this business a long time, helping people a long time, sat in counseling a long time. That alone will impact your marriage. The power of one thing. I was in a restaurant. My wife and I were traveling. We had a little vacation. We were somewhere in California. I don't remember, a few weeks ago. And we were in a Denny's restaurant for breakfast, which wasn't the greatest, but I was okay. But we were there. And the waitress came over. How can I help you? I looked at her because one of the one things I try to do is make eye contact. It's a simple thing, but I notice a lot of times, you ever notice in restaurants, a lot of times people never look at the waitress like, hey, do your, or the waiter, just, you know, do your job. And I looked at her and I said, how are you today? And she stopped and said, thank you so much. No one ever asked me that. I'm telling you, sometimes it's one thing that can make a huge difference in somebody's life. And in the process, an opportunity to open the door to be able to share Christ with them or what God's doing in your life. The power of one thing. All right, Gloria, thank you for that. How about you? One thing, 30 days, we'll pray for you, get you the wristband, and you can, by hearing yourself say it, you're kind of making a commitment. One thing for 30 days. Maybe you're on the edge and saying, well, I don't know about making the commitment because if I make the commitment, then I actually have to do it. 888-888-1717 is the number. Come join us.
The world's changing, and it can feel chaotic. But what if the key to growing through it starts with how we see it?
The very first step, I think, in understanding that we can grow through change is to accept it. It's not a plot against you or against me, but it's just a reality that throughout our life, we're in a constant state of change.
In Dr. Randy's teaching titled, Intentionals for Growing Through Change, he highlights 10 ways you can grow through the changes in your life. When you give a monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message, along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
A night of music, laughter, and hope. It's Family Life Radio's Night of Hope, Friday, June 6th with Dr. Randy Carlson.
You can experience more peace and hope and joy in your relationships, and I'm going to show you how to do that at the Night of Hope.
You'll also hear inspiring music by Jordan St. Cyr.
You've walked me through fire.
Friday, June 6th at Haven Church in Glendale. Sponsored in part by Compassion International. Tickets available at myflr.org.
All right, they are and available today. And we'd love to see you coming up June 6th, about a month away now. And you can get your tickets at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Of course, all the proceeds go to the ministry, helping cover the cost to be able to have the evening and just be a ministry. Our goal is at the end of the evening, man, we're going to see some lives radically change. We're going to see a lot of you all just be greatly encouraged. We'll see you walking out. If you're there married, maybe hand in hand, not hand in hand coming in hand going out. And a lot of singles are coming as well who are maybe struggling. Maybe you're hurting. Maybe you're looking for some encouragement on how do I, that hope for in my life, how do I make it a reality? And we're going to talk about what all that means and what the Bible teaches. Love to have you be a part of it. Again, go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and you can be a part of the part of this very special evening. And by the way, Kankel Fritz from the morning show on Family Life Radio and his wife Becky are going to be there, and you're going to hear their story. And Family Life Radio listeners know some of it, but you're going to hear more as we get. I get a chance to talk to them, interview them, hear a little bit more about how they've experienced hope through this tremendous loss in their own life and the experience of years of loss and yet joy. Anyway, it's going to be just a great evening. I want you to be a part of it. Go to the intentionallife.com.
My husband and I have been married for 44 years, and we were high school sweethearts. The one thing that we do every single day is leave each other notes. And we have little love notes on sticky notes everywhere, all over our house. And our children and our grandchildren have picked up on this, and they have notes all over their homes too. And so I think just the little things that are so important that people forget that they do when they're courting, like send each other notes and put things in lunch boxes and stuff like that. Just remember that, you know, it's still important when you're 60 as it was when you were 17.
That's good. Hey, listen, your stories are always welcome. We love hearing from you. Got a lot of people ready to go. Let's get to the calls. Kayla is in California. Hey, Kayla, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. What's your one thing for the next 30 days, your challenge?
Next 30 days, I'm challenging myself to spend some time in the Word. I'm a new mom, and unfortunately, that's taken at the back burner. And I was listening to the radio, and I thought it'd be a great idea and accountability to say over the radio what I need to do.
Yeah. So, yeah. Because everybody's hearing you, and now they're going to hold you accountable, you know, Kayla.
Yes, that's what my hope is.
All right, that's fantastic. Well, what difference do you think that'll make if you do that for 30 days?
I think that'll help me get back into my daily habit of speaking with God before anything else. And hopefully, you know, God's a big part of my life. And I think just dedicating that time, I will be able to hear him more and just open the door for opportunities.
That's fantastic. Well, we'll be praying for you and others at the end of the show today. Are you in San Luis Obispo? Is that where you're calling from?
I'm actually calling from Pismo Beach.
Oh, from just down the road. Listen, my wife and I, we went to Yosemite Park a couple weeks ago. We drove there, and then we drove across over to San Luis Obispo and down through Pismo Beach. We went out to the state park in San Luis Obispo. What a beautiful place you all live.
Oh, yes, it's a blessing. Every day is wonderful.
Oh, yes, it was. Beautiful, beautiful place, and we're glad to be on the air there and have station in San Luis Obispo and also in Santa Maria both. So thank you for listening today. Yes. We'll be praying for you every day, reading God's Word.
Thank you so much.
And happy motherhood, too, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Carrie is in Michigan. Hi, Carrie. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. What's your 30-day challenge?
Oh, my goodness. I loved how you put it. You said, what can we do, baby? Just 15 minutes a day. And I thought, what's another 15 minutes? I would like to work out every single day for 30 minutes. Sometimes I get caught up and I need to spend 2 hours, and then it can put me back.
Yeah.
And if I do it 30 minutes every day for 30 days, that's going to make a huge impact on my life, on my health, probably on my mood.
Yeah. You know, it's very true.
So thank you for that, Kurt.
Well, you're very welcome. And I'll tell you what, the hardest part will be the first few days, the first few weeks. You'll get the first couple of days will be great, and then there'll be other things that come in. My wife and I, the doctor told me several years, he asked me several years ago, I remember him saying to me, are you walking every day or doing something every day? I said, well, I'm eating every day. You know, hello. He said, no, you need to be doing something every day. And I said, okay. And my wife and I, we started walking every day. We walked together. And that's been helpful. But sometimes teaming up with somebody, having that sense of accountability every day, 2 miles, we walk 2 miles today. We talk about the kids, the grandkids. We talk about the neighbors. We talk about life, you know, all the things that you do. But it's a habit for us now, and we feel like we're really out of sorts if we don't. So it's breaking the inertia to get started with something like that. We'll be praying for you. Hang on. We'll get you the one thing wristband when it comes. Wear it every day, 30 days. Stay at it. The days you don't, you just get up the next day and say, well, I'll do it again today. Let's go. Thank you, Carrie. Karen is in New Mexico. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. What do you want to do? What's a challenge for you for the next 30 days?
Well, I'm not going to consider it a challenge. It'll be a thing.
Okay.
Because to me, challenge means something hard, but okay. Anyway, I want to make sure that whenever I see an unhoused person, or we know them as homeless people, that I make sure to stop and not just like give them money or something, but actually stop and introduce myself, shake their hand, ask them what their name is, find out about them. If they have a pet, you know, dog, then I will ask the dog's name, and I carry dog treats in the car. So I just want to make sure those 15 minutes I spend every day is going to go to something like that, so I'm not just passing them by and, you know, and not even paying them attention or anything. You know, people don't do that enough.
No, I agree with you. And I was thinking, I'm not good at that. I have to admit, that's just not something that comes naturally to me. But like you, when we pass folks that are without a home and on the street, I my wife and I often comment, boy, two things, how'd they end up here? And also, wouldn't it be important to get them plugged in somewhere? And maybe you reminded me that one of the things we can do, and I know it's not always going to happen for people, but in here in Tucson, where we live, we got a fantastic outreach through the Gospel Rescue Mission and the work that they do and the help, and maybe to be able to be more intentional. And how do we connect somebody with some resources? I know that not always that works. I know not always are those folks going to be willing to do that, but there is help available, encouragement for them as well. Good reminder. All right. Thank you, Karen. It looks to me like we're out of time. But I'll tell you what, we're going to stay here and we're going to continue to talk about the power of one thing. And if you want to join in, we're going to record these and then they will air with us tomorrow. So we'll have them available so we can put them on the show tomorrow. And since we're right here in the studio, we thought we'd catch you while you can. So if there's one, here's the question. What one thing for 30 days would make a difference in your life that you want to say, hey, to the world, I'm going to make that a priority. It could be 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day. And maybe not to criticize. Maybe it's to pray every day. Maybe get into God's word. Maybe it's to reach out to someone. Not only something you'd like to do, but something you say, hey, I'm ready. I'm going to do it. I can handle it for 30 days. That's the way a new habit's developed. Give me a call. We'll get you on here. 888-888-1717. Do not miss the Night of Hope, June 6th, Haven Church, Glendale. Jordan St. Cyr will be singing. Kankel Fritz and his wife, Mike and Becky Kankel Fritz, will be sharing their story. And I'm going to show you how to bring hope alive in your marriage and family and personal life. Get your tickets today at theintentionallife.com.